And live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for August the 5th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our 2 at 2. The goal, our clarion call, that is to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It is indeed a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Crosby's with me on the road. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Also, former Sheriff Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hey, thanks, Sam, Kurt, everybody. Good to be with you this beautiful Friday morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's so much in the news, but the mainstream press at all levels, absolutely he who owns the media makes the rules, perverting the truth. The top of the hour news talked about this. Third story in. They first talked about the Olympics. They talked about nothing of any value. They talked about jobs, then the Olympics, then they went into, hey, Barack denies that the $400 million payment was a ransom. Barack saying it was transparent back in January. This was no big deal. All the mainstream press literally apologizing for Barack, saying no big deal. But we documented a story, ladies and gentlemen, with Joe Otto at Conservative Daily. Crime. White House admits that it funded Iranian terrorism. By now, you know about how the Obama White House literally sent an unmarked plane full of hard cash directly to Iran in return for the release of hostages. The law prohibits American currency to be transferred and sent to Iran. So the Barack Obama administration literally has to plan to send unmarked cash, $400 million, to Switzerland. It was exchanged to different currency and then sent on to Tehran. In other words, they used an exchange of currencies to circumvent the law and make the payment untraceable. This is literally money laundering. Obama's own Department of Justice tried to stop the cash transfer. They told the White House and the State Department that it would be illegal, but Barack did it anyway. So the administration literally admits that what they did was illegal and admits that their actions could have, quote, indirectly funded terrorism. When asked whether the four hostages would have been released or would have been released if the money did not arrive, there was no answer. But Obama says the U.S. doesn't pay ransom. It defends the payment to Iran and says the reason we had to send cash, well, we don't have a banking relationship with Iran. Bottom line, Donald Trump claims he's taken off the gloves. Donald's absolutely tongue-tied right now. Cat's got his tongue. When it comes to insulting women's looks, Donald has a big voice. They say Donald's, you know, he can take on anybody. He's not afraid of anybody. But now Hillary Clinton mocking Donald, saying he's down many points in the polls. Literal high crimes and misdemeanors. Literal treason has been committed by the email scandals and now by the cash transfer of money. You think Operation Fast and Furious was crazy with no accountability? Guns transferred by our government into the hands of drug cartels to be pointed back at the American people right on our border. And now this $400 million transfer straight into the hands of terrorism, funding or sponsoring nations. And there's not even a blip in the media. Where's Mike Lee? Where's Rand Paul? Where's Ron Paul? Where's Donald Trump and Mike Pence? Where's... Nobody's talking about it. I look at the news and there's not even hardly a blip about this. Sheriff Mack, what do you say? This is criminal activity to the highest order.
Yeah, I already said that. I haven't gone public with it. Well, yes, I did. I was on a couple of radio shows during the week.
And hold on. Until you go on Liberty Roundtable Live, it's not really public. I'm with you.
So I will. I was hoping that you would bring this up today because it is exactly treason. It is exactly aiding and abetting the enemy. Well, okay, Sam, what if you and I had sent, really love to be able to do that, but sent $400 million to Iran?
What if I had sent $5 to Iran?
I know. Doesn't matter how much it was, but if you were trying to have any kind of financial friendship with Iran or some other Middle Eastern terrorist country, the FBI would be coming down on us so hard, we would already be in jail. If the president does it and goes the back door, I mean, he's admitting it's illegal when he had to go to Switzerland to change it over to francs and euros.
Well, and his Justice Department told him it was illegal. This is a slam dunk case of criminal activity.
There is absolutely no question that this is the most blatant criminal activity by a sitting president in the history of our country.
But they're going to literally run around and make mainstream press articles. Donald insulted another woman, told her she was ugly. That's what they're going to talk about.
Oh, good. Well, okay. Well, maybe she was. You know, I'd have to check her out. But the problem with this is exactly that. The press gets all hot and bothered about minutia and stuff that absolutely doesn't matter, and they're always, for 8 years they've done this, they're always going to protect this pot-smoking, drug-using communist that's in the White House today. And it's astonishing how blatant this has all got. The press is obvious about it. The president is obvious about his criminal activity. Oh, we told you in January this was all open. Yeah, you know. So if it was all open, why did you need to switch them to francs and euros?
Well, he says, oh, we don't have a banking relationship with those guys. We had to.
You're taking cash. You don't need to go through a bank.
Now, let me just tell you right now, if I get on an airplane with, say, $2,000 or $3,000 or something, they're going to take it away from me and say, hey, I might be involved with drug cartels or some kind of terrorist organization moving cash around like that.
Yeah, that's why they didn't go through the TSA.
Well, you know, maybe they used the hard cash, Sam, you know, like some of those silver dollars.
Well, no, they claimed it was hard cash, but it ain't hard cash like real money, Kurt.
Yeah, and the other thing I thought was interesting is, you know, just lately there, remember Obama saying, ah, man, this Trump guy, he's just not fit to be president. And yet, Obama just finished passing off $400 million to the terrorists. Yeah, well, I mean, that certainly would be a good reason to point to Trump. You know, don't want to talk about your actions. But
I'm looking even at Russia today, and I don't see anything.
Yeah, this is just, I mean, how we accept criminal activity from our leaders is just—it's so frustrating to me. I just cannot see straight through this stuff. I mean, Hillary getting on national television again and saying that Director Comey said that she told the truth. She said that to Chris Wallace, that Comey said she told the truth, and he said just the opposite. The way they spin stuff and get away with it is just so astonishing. And we're going to elect that crook.
But you know what? Donald's going to absolutely lose. And I predicted this in my open letter to Donald Trump. If you capitulate to the mainstream press and back down and shut your mouth and you know, like I interviewed Donald Trump Jr.'s son. I mean, I'm sorry, Donald Trump's son, Donald Jr.
Yeah.
It was an incredible interview. Then they said Sam's a racist, and then the Donald Jr. disavowed Sam. And in my open letter, I said, and I don't know if you remember my open letter, Sheriff, but I blatantly said, if you back away from these things and if you just follow the mainstream press's manipulation and lies, you will absolutely lose the election over it.
Yeah.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
He's taking off the gloves.
He's already given this defeatist attitude stuff with, oh, the election's rigged, you know, and voting's rigged. Well, we've already known about that stuff for a long time. Just get out there and get to work.
Don't worry, Starbucks is recalling steel straws because they can lacerate your mouth, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I was worried about that the other day.
Yeah.
I was just telling my wife, man, we got to stay away from Starbucks and those steel straws. You
know? Wow.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. Let me just tell you the answer. Chinese national got arrested trying to smuggle U.S. military parts to Iran. So the Chinese guy that tries to smuggle parts to Iran gets arrested, but Barack doesn't. He just said, we don't need to transfer the parts. Let's just give them the cash to buy the parts, you know?
Well, yeah. He had to give them more money to finish their nuclear weapons.
Hold on.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even see InfoWars talking about it. I don't see WorldNet Daily talking about it. I mean, InfoWars has an article that, hey, Barack's speaking out about women not acting lascivious and his daughter's twerking and showing her booty. What are we talking about here? Many liberals believe Trump will drop out. There is something going on here that Trump's part of. Why has Donald been able to speak and take on every issue that hits him? Until now, he's absolutely silent, Sheriff.
Well, he has mentioned this a couple of times. It's not like
Here's what he said. He said he saw a video of them unloading the plane. Now there's a big deal about him being misspoken regarding that, and it totally derails the discussion.
Well, yeah, but you know, I've seen it on Fox at least 4 or 5 different times that he has said something about it. I don't think he's been
anything of substance, Sheriff.
I don't think he's been as strong as.
Has he even called it treason once?
No, I doubt it.
Has he called it money laundering? Is he calling it criminal activity at the highest levels of our government?
But the point, at least to me, Sam, is that, you know, he who owns the media makes the rules, as you always teach us. Or, you know, he may be saying lots of things, but if they don't cover him now, then it does sound like, hey, all he's saying is nothing.
Yeah, but Kurt, all he has to do is get a hold of his buddy Sam Bushman, that's friends with his son, that did an incredible interview, and he could bust this thing wide open. Sam Bushman, WorldNet Daily, InfoWars, Drudge Report, you know, it'd take 5 or 6 or 10 of us, and before you know it, the mainstream press would be forced to deal with it, yeah. Kurt.
Great point. Great point. You're right. You wish you could tell me.
I don't think the mainstream press would do anything with it anyway.
If 10 million Americans absolutely broke down the White House phone system calling about it, if every congressman and senator was threatened with removal from office, if I'm telling you right now, if enough Americans pushed it, it would be done, my friend.
Yeah, now that I agree with. Totally agree with that.
Even 1 million Americans could make that happen. Yeah. 1 million, not even 1/3 of 1% of the nation.
Well, I totally agree, and I've been flabbergasted by the whole story, and we're sitting there watching treason take place right in front of our eyes, and it's so astonishing what this guy's been able to get away with, and they're going to call him, of course, after all this is over, they're going to call him one of the best presidents in history.
Hey, man, don't worry, we got all kinds of jobs coming in, dude.
Yeah, the economy's doing great.
Economy's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like the Lego movie, don't you think, Sheriff?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Everything is awesome. Haven't you heard that?
Well, I don't think so.
That's what the Lego movie, that's the big song. Everything is awesome when you're part of the team, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to join the team.
Everything is awesome, Kurt.
Yeah, if you can't lick them, join them, I guess.
I remember when you told me about that, and I thought, I'm sure glad I didn't.
I'm proud to say I've never seen one.
All I'm telling you though is, really, where do we go though? You have got literally a president in the White House with his finger on the nuclear codes. The government, in an effort to take down Donald Trump, is literally admitting there's hardly any checks and balances to stop him. He has literal ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. He just sent $400 million in unmarked cash via money laundering to the largest sponsor of terrorism around the world. And we don't even know where this guy comes from. We don't know whether he's an American citizen or not. We don't know who his mama and his papa is. We have no clue. And then when Donald tries to speak up, they're like, hey, you're unfit to serve, my friend. You're goofy. You called a girl ugly one time. And now we run around and we're going to accept this. The American people are just like, hey, man, when does the Pokemon game start?
Well,
hey, are you playing Pokemon, Sheriff?
You're downplaying the other big story.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
His wife, how do you say her name, Melania?
Yeah, Melania.
Oh, yeah.
She might not be a real citizen. She may not have come on a work visa to be a model on the proper channels and the proper way. And the immigration naturalization department cannot expose whether it was true or false because they can't talk about anybody's immigration.
Yeah, nothing like protecting that's your private. Rights. You know, you got private medical private. Records and private immigration records.
Yeah, that's private. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal, though. Is Barack even legally here?
Well, we can't talk about
all
that.
All I can tell you is he falsified and committed fraud on releasing his birth certificate. That's all I can tell you.
Now, if the Donald is taking out the gloves, why isn't the Donald having Joe Arpaio on the campaign trail to tell that tale of reality?
I don't know. You know, that's a good one, too. But, well, because you know how the press is going to spin that, you know? These crazy birthers, you know? But, yeah, man, he should he should have Zulu out there, especially, or something. Yeah.
I'll tell you what we need to do if we want to get rich. I know Donald's going to be creating a girly calendar like G. Gordon Liddy used to create.
Yeah.
And I think that if Hillary gets into the White House and takes care of all the presidential duties and national security, I'm just telling you right now, I could put together a better girly calendar than the Donald, I promise. You just watch me.
Yeah, you could have all of his, the ones that have accused him of...
In fact, what we could do is we could have a reality TV show and parade the girls of Donald and the girls of Bill and see whose girls are better.
Oh, boy.
Boy, now that would be a story.
I'm telling you right now, it would be an absolute delight for me to let you know who my best friends are. See, I mean, this is just crazy. We got national security breaches left and right, and nobody even cares. And what's strange to me is the people that you think would stand up the most and speak out about this are silent as could be. Where the heck is Ted Cruz?
Well, yeah, you mentioned Mike Lee. Mike Lee was really vociferous, and I thought it looked very undignified the way he conducted himself at the RNC, sitting there yelling on the floor the way he was, like a cheerleader. I thought it really was out of character for Mike Lee. Okay, now we have the president, supposedly the president, committing this kind of act, giving money, aid, and abetting a country who he's already allowed to proceed with nuclear weaponry, and now he's helping pay for their terrorist activities and their nuclear proliferation, and we're giving them money to operate both terrorism and nuclear weaponry. And Mike Lee, where is he? Where is he shouting? Nowhere. And
where's Rand Paul? Where's Ted Cruz? Where's
I know?
Where's Mike Pence? Where's Donald Trump? Where's all these people?
And
where's
What's Ron Paul doing? Selling dehydrating food machines.
Where's Prince Rebus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where's all the... I mean, it's just amazing. I don't see a single mainstream press article really telling the tale as it is. They've got headlines that say, you know, Barack says that it isn't true. He didn't commit treason. Or Barack says that... They don't even say treason. They don't want to use that word. They're like, hey, Barack didn't... What's the word here? He didn't... circumvent the law or do anything wrong or whatever. He didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where do we go from here?
Well, with the way we've been going, straight down for the last 30, 40, 50 years, but the last 8 years, the slippery slope down has taken a tremendous turn. Perpendicular. I mean, it is straight down. We were just sliding. Now we're just going straight down. And for the American people to be so fooled and to be so foolish to follow the mainstream press and to follow this president and to believe what he says, I find so astounding.
Now, at least Russia Today is reporting that the U.S. Justice Department has arrested a Chinese national for trying to smuggle airplane parts destined for China. He wants to illegally divert them to Iran through Canada, and he got arrested. So, you know, no problem. But shouldn't Barack be in the same prison?
Yeah.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Former CIA operative Sabrina D'Souza, who faced extradition to Italy to serve a prison sentence for her role in abducting a Muslim cleric from the streets of Milan, may receive a new trial in Portugal. A dual citizen of Portugal and the U.S., D'Souza, along with 22 CIA colleagues and an American soldier, was convicted by an Italian court in absentia and has received no legal or diplomatic support from the U.S. government. She was detained at Lisbon Airport last October, under a European arrest warrant. The subject of the CIA abduction, Egyptian-born Abu Omar, was taken to Cairo, where he was held by Egyptian security and tortured for several months. Three-term Republican Congressman Tim Huelskamp of Kansas, who was propelled into office by the Tea Party movement, lost his August 2nd primary against physician Roger Marshall. Huelskamp, whose opposition to farm subsidies prompted the wrath of the Kansas Farm Bureau and related interests, is the third Republican congressional incumbent to lose a primary this year. The August 2nd primary was brutal for conservative state legislators in Kansas as well. Senate Majority Leader Terry Bruce was one of nearly a dozen conservative Republicans unseated by insurgents in what was described as a backlash within the party against Governor Sam Brownback. According to the Topeka Commercial Journal, Kansas has struggled to balance its budget since the GOP-dominated legislature slashed personal income taxes in 2012 and 2013 at Brownback's urging to stimulate the economy. That's created concerns among educators about future spending on schools in a state where the Republican Party is closer to the educational establishment than it often is elsewhere. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam Bushman, Richard Mack, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Don't worry, Fox is absolutely taking off the gloves. Did you guys know that George Foreman's car is for sale?
His what is
his car, buddy. You can buy George Foreman's car, man, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Dude, that's phenomenal news.
Good for that, then.
Yeah. Now, in the We Report, You Decide category, Obama denies U.S. paid Iran to release hostages and says that ISIS is still a threat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I would agree that ISIS is still a threat thanks to the United States creating ISIS and funding it. Now, think about that. Even Fox has got the apologist view. They start out and say, Barack denies ISIS is a threat. We're not even going to talk about this, is the statement. That's Fox. I got a question. If Donald doesn't take off the gloves on this, is he really serious at all, or is he just part of the problem, Sheriff?
I don't know. I don't know if I can ever... be a good analyst of presidential elections, because I do believe that there is so much subterfuge involved in those races. I went and saw Hillary's America this week, and there's only one thing. It was extremely well done, except for one thing, and that is that D'Souza, and this is another part. D'Souza goes to prison for 8 months for an illegal campaign donation that could have been really taken care of very easily. Just he gave $20,000. He's only allowed to give $10,000. So he could have just said, oh, okay, we'll send back the $10,000. Sorry. No one has ever gone to prison for that. He went to prison for 8 months, and yet we have a president sending money to our enemies, and he's hailed as a hero. So I thought the movie was really well done. It brought out some very powerful historical stuff and really some scary stuff about the Clintons, which obviously most of us have already known. But he really brought it together, and you know, there should be more investigation done on those crooks. But, you know, they're crooks. And when you elect crooks into office, especially the highest office in the land, this is going to happen. I don't know what Trump's relationship with the Clintons in the past has been. We know that there's been a very friendly one. But now that he's thumbed his nose at the Republicans, this is one thing where I totally believe your thesis or included within your question, because when he gets so involved with all of the minutia, and he doesn't want a single Republican establishment support. When you go to politicians and you tell everybody that is two former presidential candidates, the Speaker of the House, and Lindsey Graham and McConnell and the list goes on and on and on of people he says, go to heck, I don't care, I don't need you, and I'm going to fight all of you, and I'm going to fight all the way to the White House. That's just nonsense. You're not going to do that. You have to have some of these people on your side. And yes, you have to kiss some fanny to get there. And for him to stand up there like an arrogant imbecile and say, I don't need any of you, I can do this on my own, it is just absurd. It's not going to happen. That is the political analysis that I will give.
So the question is, has Donald already lost?
Well, he talks like it. Oh, the election's
rigged. That's right.
The election's rigged. You've got 90 days. Go unrig it. Okay? We already know that in Cleveland and Philadelphia, about 12 precincts didn't have a single vote for Mitt Romney.
All right. Now, speaking of Hillary's America, Dinesh D'Souza has an idea. Now, I've been telling Trump what he's got to do to win. He's got to take off the gloves for reals and expose these scandals and get to the bottom of it. He's got to make friends with some of these top leaders and at least get them to understand that we've got to sweep criminal activity out of the White House and out of the administration. We've got to get this done. And I've told Donald how to do it, whether he's listening to the Liberty Roundtable or not. You know, it's hard to say. But Dinesh D'Souza has information on this, Kurt. Dinesh to Trump, use this strategy to win, Kurt. You there, Kurt?
Say that one more time.
We're talking about your Dinesh to Trump story. Use this strategy to win.
Well, yeah, okay, good. That's a good thing to bring up now, Sam. I mean, just Dinesh D'Souza said in all these battleground states that all he's basically suggesting to the RNC is that they distribute his movie, a DVD copy of his movie to every, mailbox, voter or whatever. And, he says that would do it in all those battleground states. He said he hasn't heard anything from the RNC, and I would like to tell him he probably won't hear anything from the RNC. But anyway, that's his suggestion. What do you think of it, Chairman?
Yeah, the bottom line of that whole movie to me, though, it showed, when D'Souza came out and said, well, if we don't turn to the Republican Party, if we don't return to the Lincoln and Reagan Party, then we're going to lose this whole thing. And he actually said that the answer was the Republican Party. I mean, you could go through a long list of saying what we want to do what Lincoln did, kill people for wanting to leave the Union and kill and arrest 1,000 reporters and 1,000 political enemies, and we want to start a war that killed nearly a million Americans, And Reagan, did he balance the budget? Did he get rid of the IRS? Did he get rid of the Department of Education? Did he keep his word about making government smaller and choosing CFR George Bush for his vice president and acquiescing on so many different issues and Iran-Contra? I mean, you could bring up a lot of things. For the most part, I did like Reagan, and I still like some of the things he did. But to say that the solution is turning to the Republican Party. No, they're part of the problem, too. And, corruption in Washington, D.C. is both Democratic and Republican. So, no way.
He's an equal opportunity player.
Well, he says the biggest reason the mainstream press won't give fair coverage to his top grossing documentary for 2016 is because they want to help Hillary win the White House this year. I think that's true. And I've said from the start that if Donald takes off the gloves, he might win. But with the mainstream press's manipulation and everybody for Trump, I'm sorry, everybody for Clinton, even the Republicans.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I don't think Trump has a chance unless he takes off the gloves and partners with D'Souza, with people like me and you. You know, he could have you and David A. Clark Jr. Meet him at the Trump Tower to say we're going to talk about appropriate strategies to make our local sheriff strong. I mean, he could do so many things, but he's doing nothing.
Yeah, it's really amazing. He was calling the shots with the media, and now the media is back to calling the shots with him and pretty much got him under control. So, no, you know, and I guess...
For example, he says that he hasn't heard the Republican. We saw him and talked to him at the Republican National Convention. And he said, he mentioned that he hasn't heard one whisper from the Republican Party about the film. Why not?
Boy, you would think, well, how do you get that film in front of high school and college students? How do you get in front of Democrats? You know, they're not going to see it.
Nope. The movie's in 1,200 theaters around the country, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but you know what? Right here in Mesa, I had to really search it out. It's not in any of the theaters that I normally go to. Superstition Mall, not there. Santan Mall, not there. Queen Creek theaters, not there. Those are the closest to my home.
So even though he's got 1,200 theaters, he's still got a blackout happening.
It really does to me. I mean, I even went to the theater and said, why don't you have this movie here? Oh, we're not really into that much. You know, we just do whatever Harkins tells us, you know. So it might be in 1,200 theaters, but I'll tell you what, I had to really search it out to go see it. And who's going to see it? It's going to be people like you and me who already are history buffs. Who know a lot of this. I mean, I taught a lot of this in my class last year, that the Democrats were the one who fought for slavery and fought against civil rights. It was the Democrats who fought that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. I'm not trying to be down on people. I'm just trying to tell the tale of liberty the way it needs to be told. The fact is, you got criminals in the White House.
That's right.
And you've got supposedly good people that would do something about it, but none of them are doing anything about it whatsoever that I see. What an absolute shame for our country, folks. Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack, Kirk Crosby, in seconds, continue on your favorite talk station. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you can take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, if you've been in the battle for liberty very long, you begin to learn one thing really, really quickly. It's one thing to get frustrated about things and talk about things, and certainly we got to do that because it tells the tale of liberty and because it, a lot of times we provide incredible leadership as to the solutions in America by talking about these problems. But oftentimes what you got to do so you don't get so frustrated you just melt down, or a lot of times people work really hard and then burn out. One of the things you've got to do is you've got to step back and say, look, it's one thing for me to lead by talking and lead by doing what I can on a given issue, but if I can't move the needle on that issue more than my area of influence, in other words, I can't fix the world by 3 o'clock idea, then I've got to step back and say, I've done what I can in that arena. And I'm going to now focus on things that I do have more control over. I do have some involvement in. I do have greater influence in the outcome. And that's exactly what we need to talk about in the last segment today. Former Sheriff Richard Mack is with us. And we're going to be talking a little bit about this incredible training taking place in Utah. It's called 3T Training, or CSPOA Training the Trainers. It's an event in Utah on the 26th and 27th of August, coming up here at the end of the month. We're talking about Friday and Saturday, 2 days of incredible training. Where you ask, it'll be at the Thanksgiving Point Courtyard Marriott Hotel. And you got to become a lifetime member of the CSPOA and get involved today, but you could be trained to teach the Constitution and to understand the role of the constitutional sheriff. One of the great last hopes of America today. But I bring this up because it's one thing to talk about what's happening on the national stage. It's another thing to take on the mainstream press, which we're doing. We're doing everything we can, folks. But at some point, you got to step back and say, what do I have greater control over? And the answer is learning your duty and then carrying it out on the local level. That's where you can have the greatest impact. Sheriff?
Yes, it is, Sam. And with all that we're looking at today, it makes what we're doing at the CSPOA even all more vital. There is a solution to all of this, and it is county by county and state by state. And the only way the states are going to get on board is if the counties push this agenda of getting back to the fundamental principles that our country was founded upon. There are very few solutions. There are wonderful groups out there. We work closely with Gun Owners of America. We work closely with the 10th Amendment Center. We work closely with Oath Keepers. But when it comes down to it, boots on the ground, Larry Pratt will tell you that the best way to protect the Second Amendment and our rights to keep and bear arms will be with sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs, who defend that right. If we don't stand against the IRS, if we don't have sheriffs that stand to stop the IRS, those criminals are going to continue to victimize the people of this country. If we don't stand against the BLM, if we don't have constitutional sheriffs standing against the BLM, against the EPA, against the FDA, as we've had several sheriffs now do, we have a proven commodity, Sam. We have a proven solution. What we are disappointed in is that this hasn't become much bigger. And
we even have a proven solution against the Clinton administration of yesteryear at the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen, to make the point.
Yes, and Sam, the biggest thing that I did, probably even more so, that did not get much publicity is stand against the Army Corps of Engineers when we fixed a bridge. That was actually, I think, more meaningful. They left town. They did not come back. Just as Sheriff Brad Rogers stood against the FDA, just like Sheriff Dave Mattis in Bighorn County, Wyoming, stood against the IRS and made every federal agent had to check in with him before they did anything in his county after that. And this is what we're doing, folks. If you really want to be part of a solution, if you really want to stop talking about all the horrible things going on in our country and do something about it, then this is the program. And, Sam, we are now offering three scholarships. If somebody would like to attend and you can't afford it, get a hold of us. We have three scholarships for people, especially any high school age or college students. But if you, as a parent, want to bring your kids to this, this would be worth taking your kids out of school for one day. That's all they would miss is a Friday. And I know most schools are in session at that time because this is August 26th and 27th, Friday and Saturday. The education that your child would receive by being there would be equivalent to an entire semester of constitutional law and civics. An entire semester in 2 days. The learning that you're going to get there about how to take America back, about how to make America stronger. Get off this political train. Get off the political train to nowhere or to the Stalags. You have got to get involved and in a solution. You know, if we are going to stay involved with the mainstream press and be subject to this ridiculous charade known as the presidential campaign, then we are the ones at fault. There is a legitimate, honest, constitutional solution, my friends. And where you find that and where you obtain it is very small. It's very, it's a window with a very small opening. And the window opportunity to save our country is closing. We have got to go through that. We've got to widen that. And we've got to get involved as Americans. And now you have the opportunity to actually become a CSPOA certified instructor where you're teaching these things yourself that we've been doing for the last 5 years, Sam, that you've been a part of. We are now allowing you, the American people, to be part of that solution and to be part of that training. You can teach what we've been teaching for the last 5 years in your area. And yeah, you can even charge admission to do this. Well, we certainly have in the past, so that your expenses are paid for. But regardless of whether they are or not, get involved. Knowledge is power. This training is knowledge. It is extremely powerful, and we've got to take it to the streets of America, and we've got to take our country back county by county and state by state. Forget the charade in Washington, D.C. So that's my diatribe.
But Kurt, what do you say? I think this is one of the great answers that if we could just get the coverage for. It's kind of like the third-party constitutional candidates, Scott Bradley and Darrell Castle. If they could just get enough coverage, people might actually be able to learn about it and get involved. And that's kind of what we're hoping here, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right. I remember when we first had our first convention and the feeling there, that basically I felt was that this is a solution. This is something that can work. This is a place where we can put our effort. It's true, there are a lot of good people doing good things, but it's sure I have a hard time finding a better solution to the idea of basically nullification, or in other words, the separation of powers, where each area has some power. The county sheriff, the state, the Fed, each has something, a little bit of power, so that we don't get a king, that we do have liberty. And that's a key role here for the CSPOA.
Well, you're absolutely correct. The feeling that was at that first convention that you mentioned was astonishing. And I thought at that point that we had really changed America, but and that we were on the track to do that. And in ways we have. I mean, I'm not going to downplay the hundreds of sheriff candidates across this country that are asking for our help and support and endorsements. There are literally, I don't think this is any question, 90% of the sheriff races in this country have the issue of constitutional sheriff come up. Sheriff candidates that are claiming or trying to be constitutional candidates. So we all started back in January of 2012 at that convention in Las Vegas. And it was really tremendous. I've never felt the spirit of freedom so much. And everybody said that. And a lot of people felt that the Founding Fathers were there, that they bumped elbows with Founding Fathers and actually felt their presence there. It did. It felt that was real. And this course that we're offering is real. It is absolutely vital that people attend and get involved with the CSPOA.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. To learn more, to sign up.
Another thing, Sam, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead and finish that.
I was just going to say, to learn more and to sign up, go to cspoa.org. CSPOA.org. There's a link there. You can learn about the event. You can sign up. You can get involved. You can attend. Become a lifetime member today. It really is an opportunity of a lifetime, folks, to be on the ground floor for this training. There won't be very many. We only have like 60 seats unless we cram a few extras in, kind of a thing. So, you know what? It's filling up quickly, and it's time to get involved. Sheriff?
Well, you forgot one big story, and that is I was on the front page of the SPLC Intel report.
Yeah, when you're over the target, sir, you catch flack.
Yeah.
The SPLC, those people are goofy. They're trying to say Richard's a racist now.
Yeah.
I just, whenever they call me a racist, I just needed to isolate that picture of me introducing Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. at the National Press Club and just whip that out on them, you know?
Yeah.
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Sheriff.
You got it. See you soon, guys.
CSPOA.org is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved. Learn more about the training today. Would greatly appreciate your leadership. That's what we need in America. Leaders that understand why. Why America, huh? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.